Madam Chair, on behalf of the China Foundation for Human Rights Development, I'd like to make the following points. COVID-19 has far more negative impact on women's right to work than that of men. Right to work is crucial for women's empowerment and development. Therefore, promoting equal right to work of women in the post-COVID-19 era is the key element to achieve a gender-responsive recovery. Nevertheless, if we look at the international human rights standards on the right to work from a feminist perspective, we'll find these standards are based on men's life experience mainly, and therefore have some major blind spots. Firstly is unpaid care work by women at home is not considered as economic contribution. And second, paid care work at the labor market is seriously undervalued and underpaid because it's considered as female jobs. Third, the mainstream understanding of the equal employment is based on the idea of merit-based workplace, but ignoring the fact that women have far less workplace resources than men, including time, energy, transportation means, digital tech skills and network, etc. So the international human rights law and society needs to address these gender blind spots. For example, this October, China amended its law on women's rights and interests, stipulating that men and women need to assume the family duties equally. Also, China's Women Development Plan also sets a target to reduce the family care burden of women and promote equal share in the family. The National Human Rights Action Plan also points out that China will improve the social service for nursery of children or elderly to ease women's care burden. And I think these can be examples of good practices. Thank you, Madam Chair.